Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It's good to welcome you all to our time together. We have a few special announcements, so I'll move fast so they can speak as long as they so desire. Remember to set your clocks ahead next Sunday so that you're on schedule for church. Wednesday, March 5th is Ash Wednesday, the first day of the Lenten season, and I invite you to come back for worship on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. here in the sanctuary, a service of scripture and confession and communion. So please be aware of that. We do have three announcements. Cecily's going to go first, and then we'll have Linda Hare, and then Bruce Woolley.
Did I hear him say the speakers could talk as long as they want? Did he just say that? Ooh, I'm liking this. I am here representing the Friendship House, the community's homeless shelter just up the street at 118 South Defiance Street. And you hear from me about this time of year every year. And my message is the same. So I was going to be creative, and I had a new way to do it, and I was going to be the ringer, and I wanted you to answer your phones in the pew, and I had it pretty well in my head. And I thought, if they don't play along with me, I'm sunk. So I'm going back to something a little more traditional. First of all, do you know we've been down there 25 years? The church has bought the property in 2000. This is our 25th, and this congregation is really a big part of those 25 years. Most of you know, some of you had a hammer in your hand and put that new addition on. Roger Zimmerman, right down front here, he's our next door neighbor. He's the highly paid lawn garden weeder right here. And Gloria Lauber of the congregation is they're on the same salary scale, and she keeps all our bills paid and gets the little honorarium to the house mom each month. And Pastor Eric is on our board. So this congregation has been a big support system for the community homeless shelter. And I want to say to you, you can't slack off. Affordable housing is nearly extinct. Just in the last couple weeks, go back to the last cold stretch we had, and my phone rings all the time, and in this cold stretch, I got a call from an area library. They had a man in the library, and he was there one day, and he was there another day, just kind of wandering around. And they said, as librarians do, can we help you? Well, he said, I'm homeless, so I come to be warm. Just this very week, I got a call from an area clinic, and a very pregnant woman who was due very, very soon had gone to her what they thought was her final appointment, and she was talking with the healthcare folks, and they called me. She was going to have a baby any day, and she had no home to go home to. She had been in a motel. She ran out of funds. She went to her appointment. Did I have a place where she could go? And then the most recent story, this is all in the, Eric won't let me talk longer, but it is just a bicycle ride away from here, a family of six with no running water and the toilet won't flush. How many families? Six. They've been hanging out at Circle K. Their home is very unsatisfactory. And I fussed about that. They said it's all they could afford. So, when your phone rings this afternoon, and you're asked if you could help out the homeless person down at Circle K, your phone rings? Can you help? The homeless, those folks are not my problem. They are our problem. There's the Open Door in Delta. NOAA Foundation has a few houses, including the NOAA House in Pettisville, Sanctuary in Bryan, the Path Center in Defiance. And one thing I know, we're all full all the time. That's why I'm here again, to urge you to continue to support the Friendship House just up the street. We've had two ladies there just real recently, and you know, sometimes that house has an empty room, and you'd say, Cecily, you get all these calls, but do you remember we bought the house together to serve the families in the Archbold and Pettisville School District in crisis? And I would like to hang on to those for our people in crisis, but we just don't have enough places for them to go. The modest home is an answer for maybe 1 out of 10 calls, but for the one, it's heaven on earth. And I hope you'll keep finding ways to keep our welcome mat out, because the homeless would be a problem of ours. The homeless is a problem we have to face together. We've got one small piece of it just up the street. Pastor Eric, I am done. I'll go teach my adult Sunday school class.
Thanks, Cecily.
Good morning. I am here on behalf of the Pastoral Succession Committee. Eric is looking to retire as pastor, and plans need to be made. As he has led us in every other issue with this organization, this too will have his leadership mark. We will miss his strong leadership skills. Have you ever been at the crossroads in your life? Graduating from college, taking on a new job. You find yourself excited to move on, but also sad about what you may be leaving behind. This is kind of where St. John's and Pastor Eric is right now. The Pastoral Succession Committee includes Betsy Ducey and myself as co-chairs, Nancy Roop as secretary and liaison with consistory, Betsy Redd, Greg Walker, who is an elder, Jim Greaser, who is congregational president, and Pastor Eric will be included on the team as well. We have met 2 times to begin the process moving forward, and this committee is not to be confused with the search committee that will search for and interview a pastor candidate. We are working on a written plan for the succession process, set timelines as they become available, and oversee transition details for the entire process. Our job will not be over until the new pastor is on the job, and this will be documented for future use in the future. We have submitted names for a search committee to consistory, and they are working on that. But this retirement is now public and official. Keep in mind this process may take 6 months or 2 years. Eric and the committee recognize that this process is in God's hands. Eric will remain as pastor until his retirement or his replacement is hired. Part of the plan will be how we communicate with you, the congregation. That may include, but will not be limited to, weekly bulletin, visitor, and announcements during worship, such as this one. Please pray for God's hand in this process, both in our planning and in God's calling of the next pastor for St. John's. If you have questions or comments, please feel free to contact a committee member. Thank you.
Good morning. Any of you that know me well know I do not like getting up here to making any announcement, but that should tell you how passionate I am about Man Camp. Now, I'd like a show of hands. Any man in here who I have not personally hounded about going to man camp, please raise your hand. I have some targets now. Man camp is just a great experience to get to go, to get away, to relax, to recharge, to strengthen your relationship with Christ. Just a great opportunity and to get to know other guys that you're there with. I'll encourage anybody to come check it out with me. Tons of activities to do, paintball, trap shooting, and if you don't want to do anything like that, you can join us playing cards, whatever else too. So we enjoy that time. The food is amazing. If you go hungry that weekend, it's your fault. The weekend we're going is March 28th through the 30th, Friday through Sunday. I don't like hearing excuses for not being able to go. I was there with an 89-year-old man, Wayne Spies, from this church. I loved it. It was a great experience. I got to go with him. And I've been there with teenagers, and I love those experiences as well. So I don't want to hear about snoring either. Guys, we snore. I actually, on my old phone, had a recording of the guys snoring one night, and everybody started snoring in unison. I got out my phone, recorded it, and woke everybody up kind of chuckling about it. A few minutes later, everybody's asleep again and snoring in unison again. I might as well have been conducting an orchestra. So it's just a great time, a great experience, great fun, and a great time to be closer to Christ. I will have a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board shortly. Call me if you have any questions, text me or email me, anything, if you'd like to know more about it or seek anybody out who has gone before. I'd love to have all you guys with me. And thank you very much.
In our service of worship, we begin by reading from Psalm 66, verses 16 through 20, a psalm of praise to the Lord. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Please bow for a word of prayer. We do thank you, God, for listening to us in our times of prayer, in our time of conversations with you. And Lord, we pray that in the presence of your Holy Spirit, that you would hear our praise and our gratitude, our thanksgiving, and our time of worship, as we continue to devote ourselves to being your disciples, thanking you for the gift of Jesus Christ and the salvation that he gives. In Christ we pray, amen.
As we come into our time of call to worship, in our bulletin, I'm not sure how often you read it, but it says it's a time of centering our thoughts on our worship of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you to take that one step further this morning, and I want you to focus on the cross. If you can see it up there, put your thoughts on the cross, and what does that mean? What does the cross mean to you? What was the cost of the cross, of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice? Please listen to the words as we sing, Come to the Cross.
Cross where all debts are paid.
Right into our songs of worship. The first one should be very familiar to you. It's called Forever. And the second one may be new, but it's kind of a hymn-like. It's called Hear the Call of the Kingdom. Please rise as you're able and join us.
Sing praise, sing.
I invite children to the steps for the children's message. I have a simple question for you. How many of you have a pet at home? You got a dog?
Yeah.
How many of you that don't have a pet at home want a pet? Should I have asked that second question? I don't know. I am thinking about a pet. Probably a dog. Could be a cat. But I got to talk to my wife first. And I started doing some research. Don't help. How many of you help, if you have a pet at home, how many of you help take care of your pet? Do you buy the food for the pet? No. Do you pay the bill when the pet has to go to the doctor, to the vet? So what kind of things do you help with your pet?
Feed the animals.
You feed?
Let them out?
What do you do?
What do you? Take off her coat.
You take off their coat? Okay. What do you do? Oh, yeah. I mean, do you have to, like, clean up after they go to the bathroom? Yeah. There's all kinds of things associated with pets. And so I was looking at those, and a pet can be pretty costly. Not only in taking care of food and all that kind of stuff, but costly of your time, because not only do you got to take care of the pet, you got to do what? You got to play with your pet. You got to love your pet. Do you take a dog for a walk? Yeah, you got to spend that time. Pets can be costly. So if you're trying to talk your parents into getting a pet, you know, you got to say that you're going to do part of that. That's probably because if I got a pet right now, Lynn would be the main caregiver, and that's why we don't have a pet right now. Because we'd have to do it together, right? Costly. We're going to read a difficult passage from Scripture that talks about the cost discipleship. Jesus wants us to love him. Jesus wants us to love him and play the handbells and the hand chimes and sing and serve him. And as we believe in Jesus, he gives us salvation. He forgives us of our sins and he loves us and he wants to help take care of us. But there is a cost that comes with being a follower, a disciple of Jesus. And that cost means we have to love him. And we have to live the way Jesus wants us to live. And we have to be aware of that cost. Just like when we're thinking about getting a pet, we have to be aware of what it's going to cost us to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We have to know what that cost is going to be. That means we have to have the desire, we have to want to spend time reading the Bible. It means we have to want to pray. We can't see it as a task or a chore, but we want to read the Bible, we want to pray, and we want to serve. Now, I don't think you were in here for practice on Wednesday night, but Wednesday night, there were 6 7th and 8th graders. There were 6 boys who were in 7th and 8th grade, and they had the task of removing all of the hymn racks from underneath the pews. They had to crawl underneath all of the pews, and they removed 22 times 3, it'd be 66, 132 hymn racks. That meant 132, 164 screws. If that, don't try to correct, oh, he's not there. Yeah, don't correct me. They did all that in 45 minutes. They got them all done except 3. And I took the 3 off the next day, and I am so grateful they did all of those others because I couldn't get underneath the pews as well as they did. But part of why they were doing that was in JYF, they're learning that to be a Christian, we have to serve others. And there were a bunch of older men that wanted to help take those hymn racks off. I'm going to assure those older men, those kids had no problem. And wait till we show the pictures of, they had feet sticking up in the air, trying to feel comfortable underneath the pews. It was kind of something. Okay? There's a cost associated with that. And we have to take that seriously. Let's pray. Lord, as we continue to help raise these children in the faith, we thank you for the responsibility of sharing the love of Jesus, but also to show an example of the service that you ask of us, to honor you and to worship you and to love you. In Christ we pray, amen. If you're in Bells, I think you get to go to those tables, and the rest of you get to find your seats. I always enjoy listening to the bells, but I also enjoy watching their looks of concentration as they're playing.